Jim, we were talking weather. Before I get into the Steelers, good thoughts to those people in the Bahamas, and that Hurricane Dorian just sounds awful. Have you been following that at all?
And I'm old. Yeah, we watch weather.
You're old, you watch weather.
Well, plus we have friends, you know, like a lot of us, we have friends and relatives in Florida, and none of them are impacted.
It's nasty. It's a nasty storm. You ever had to evacuate?
No.
I was at Marco Island one year, at the Marco Island Marriott, and the night we checked in the night, and the next morning we had to check out. It was coming. We ended up going to the other coast, to the Fort Lauderdale area.
Usually it's the other way around. This time the people would be going to the west coast.
It's no fun, believe me. But I've also learned that better safe to be sorry. You can replace anything, but you can't replace your life. So these people that, you know, that under orders to leave and insist on staying, man, you got to wonder, don't you?
I guess those are the old timers, though. They've rode out, and they'll come up with a name, right? They're the people you see on TV, of course. And I think a friend of mine pointed out that when you see Jim Cantore show up where you are,
right,
then it's probably time to leave. Right, those
is that,
guys.
Is
those
that
guys
like
show up
Pittsburgh? I assume he's like the weather guy.
The Weather Channel.
He's the one
yes.
in all the disasters, right?
Sure.
So he's the national version of Ralph Iannotti, right? If Ralph shows up in your neighborhood, I always see Ralph. Hope his retirement goes tremendous, but I'd see him at KDK, and I'd always say, Ralph, stay out of my neighborhood. You're either arrested, you're dead, you're in an accident, something. Ralph is not good to see, sure.
Mr. Cook did not answer our knock at the door.
Yeah. This quiet neighborhood rocked. That's all I need from Ralph Iannotti. All right, Joe Haden, you like the deal. 2 years, $22 million. So now he signed, he's making 10 this year, so it's really 3 years, $32 million. I like the fact that they didn't have to give him three more years. They were able to give it for two more years because he's on the wrong side of 30. He is on the wrong side of 30. But it seems like a reasonable deal for both sides.
I think so. Not that... that this would be like when they let Rod Woodson go, and then he resurfaced as an all-pro safety later in his career. I don't know that Haden would follow that same path, but the Steelers did. They got him on their terms, as far as we know, in terms of the length of the contract.
Right.
And I think it's a no-brainer for the Steelers because they need him, and they. They didn't go out and sign Steven Nelson to be like the number one corner. They want him to be the complementary piece to Joe Haden, and now they've insured that for the next three seasons.
I think it's a good deal, too, and we all know, the Steelers have been great at finding people with different positions, especially wide receiver. They've not been very good at finding cornerbacks, and he's a proven commodity to have him for three more years. Now, I'm a little worried about what he's going to do next this coming Sunday in New England because he hasn't played all preseason, right? He's had that foot contusion. Now, he said there's 1,000% he'll be ready to go, but let's see. He hasn't played at all in this preseason.
He's had one practice.
Yeah.
And that was a practice where he was out there running around with the guys that, well, they got cut on Wednesday. A lot of the guys that did a lot of the practicing, the one day, what was it, Tuesday last week, was the only practice that they had. So none of the other guys have practiced for a couple weeks either. He'll be there today, and they'll they have a real game week, and that's what you were talking about, having football back. From our standpoint, now I know exactly what I'm going to be doing pretty much every
right.
day from now until New Year's. What I have to do.
Oh, you work around the clock. I think we all know that.
But there are certain days when, like Thursday, I go to the Steelers, and then I know the Penguins will be back before we know it.
September 13th, I believe.
Yeah.
That's less than,
even,
that's what, 11 days, 10 and, days. I can't even add what day this is. This is the second, I believe.
Yes, and they have the Penguins rookie tournament is next weekend in Buffalo. So some of the younger guys are going to be in town. I think some of them have already started skating. I think that they're back. But
Sid will be here before you know it, that's for sure.
Probably already is.
Well, they get an extra – he travels all over the world, but they get an extra day, the Steelers, this week. Monday, full practice today. Good to have for the New England game, that's for sure. Off tomorrow, and then, as you said, they start the regular right up till game day.
Well, the Patriots, they're going to be there are going to be some differences. A lot of times, what would we be talking about going in?
Obviously, number 87, I'd be talking
yes,
about for sure.
Because that's a mismatch. It's a nightmare. It's been a nightmare for all the teams. And the Steelers in particular, it seems like when they played the Patriots. Now they don't have to worry about Gronkowski, but you still got Brady, and as long as they have him, Patriots are going to be favored in just about every game they play.
Any of the moves surprise you?
No.
Just Eli Rogers, I guess. They signed Trey Edmonds back to the practice squad. I mean, a lot of people thought he outplayed Benny Snell, but they weren't going to cut Benny Snell. And Edmonds is back anyway, right?
I think if you cut Benny Snell, that somebody picks him up. And, you know, I guess Snell did do a decent amount of work on coverage units. And so there's a chance that he might be one of those guys that doesn't get a uniform on game day. And he could be one of the inactives. And, you know, and Edmonds, I think at the beginning, I thought Snell looked pretty impressive. This is the beginning of training camp. I thought he tailed off as things went on. He was banged up a little bit. But Trey Edmonds, he's okay. But, you know, I mean, if they have to activate him off the practice squad at some point, if somebody gets hurt, then as long as that somebody's not Connor, then that would be all right.
I read all the experts out there saying the 53 now won't necessarily be the 53 later today or tomorrow or on Sunday. There's still a lot of speculation. They're going to go out and try to find a tight end somewhere to back up Vance McDonald. They just have very little depth there, and that seems to be the one position they might go after.
But I haven't seen any tight ends. There are no names that stuck out to me. And what was it?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to stick out to you. It has to stick out to Kevin Colbert and his people.
There was one of the teams brought in two tight ends. Jacksonville, maybe. They claimed two tight ends off waivers, guys that were cut last week. So I don't know. Maybe the Steelers put in a claim on those guys, but they have to go in a certain order.
Yeah, right.
And so the Steelers aren't going to get first dibs on. Now they're not as high up as they typically are.
I think they're 20th. That's where they drafted.
Yeah, and so so there are teams that are going to have chances to claim guys before the Steelers will. But there'll probably be some shuffling. And but in terms of the tight end, I guess would be the only position where if they had somebody else who was quote unquote better than Xavier Grimble, I like Grimble too.
Except when he's going for a touchdown in Denver.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Ran a nice pattern to get open, though, didn't he?
Everything was great until the very end of that play.
So he said, I wanted to hit the guy.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just you have your ball in the other hand.
I was there. I'll never forget that. He was very calm afterwards. He goes, yeah, I wanted to hit the guy. And
we did.
Yeah, he did. Coach Tomlin wasn't quite as happy about it, though.
No one would have had a problem with a hit if he hangs on to the ball.
Well, yeah, you got to score there, though, don't you?
Yes.
You got to score there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Grimble, is he number two or should he be number three? You got Zach Gentry there, too, an unproven. Big kid, but unproven. But
I think
I don't think they have a number two is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's kind of like a 2.5, I guess.
Which is important because McDonald tends to get hurt.
That's it. That's, you know, most teams, you're not going to worry about who your number two or number three tight end is. But the Steelers, the number three tight end, could be the number two tight end if McDonald gets hurt. And he's been prone to do that, although
I think he's a fine player.
Oh, he's really good.
But he's got to stay healthy, right?
Yeah, he was also a late acquisition a couple of years ago. So you never know. There could be somebody out there. Maybe the Steelers can develop some of these guys. Maybe Gentry will develop into something. Kevin Rader stuck around on the practice squad. He didn't look too bad at times during training camp. But are these guys ready to be regular NFL contributors? Not yet.
Well, I'm going to ask Jim his take on where the Steelers are right now as they get ready for the New England Patriots. You know, we're talking about where the Steelers are as they get ready now for the tough opening night in New England. I didn't realize this. I should have known. I saw Kevin Colbert at the Pitt game Saturday night, and we were talking. He goes, this is the third time the Steelers are opening in New England after the Patriots have won the Super Bowl. And the first two times did not go well, if my memory serves. The Steelers are 0-5 against New England in New England during the Belichick-Brady era. Now, they did win one game when Matt Cassel was the quarterback. Brady had got hurt, I believe it was against Kansas City in the opening game. Had a only serious injury of his career, a knee injury, and he was knocked out for the season. But the Steelers are 0-5. But I kind of have a good feeling about this game, and I'm not sure why. Well, first of all, 87 won't be there for New England. Gronkowski out. A couple of their tight ends behind him have been suspended. They've redone the offensive line. The center, a big loss. Andrews, I guess they announced last week he has a blood clot in his lungs, if I'm not mistaken, and that's pretty dangerous stuff. I don't know when or if he's going to be back. But they made a bunch of trades last week to try to plug holes on the offensive line. And I'm just not sure if it isn't the best thing going to get Brady and Belichick early on. That seems to be the best chance you have to beat them. So we'll see if the Steelers are up for the challenge this week in New England. I like the team. I like where they are. They seem to be at mentally. They seem to be focused. There's no drama. They seem to be thriving on the no drama, which is kind of cool. Let the drama be elsewhere around the league this year. Obviously in Oakland with Antonio, it's amazing. He seems to be the common denominator with the drama. But I like the focus. I think Ben is going to be even more motivated than ever, and I've always said he's as motivated as any athlete I've ever been around. But I think it's even more so this year because I think he's real eager to prove that he can win without Antonio Brown. And, you know, we'll see how Juju does as the main guy. We'll see if Moncrief and Washington can be 2-3 or 3-2 successfully, how much they can pick up the slack. Can James Conner stay healthy? That's a big part of it. Can Vance McDonald stay healthy? I like the offensive line. I think that's going to be very solid. So there's a lot to like about this team, and I think defensively they're going to be even better than they have been just because of the speed and the additions of, obviously, Bush. You add Mark Barron. You add Steven Nelson in the secondary. It just looks like a much faster defense. I think Terrell Edmonds is going to play even faster than he did last year, and he did quite okay last year for me. So I like where this team is.